You wrote so many books in the past years. I counted more than 60 titles altogether.
I fear that they are not 60, they are 70 or 80.
Yeah, even more.
Yes.
So you're basically quite a prolific author, but your books are quite short.
Yes. They're
all about 100 pages, something like that. It seems that you have a need to publish books and to create all the time.
Yes. For me, writing is a pleasure, it's a way of living. I love reading, and I love the inventing stories. And so I do not need to publish, but when the book is written, what can I do with it? I give to some of my publishers. I don't know if in Slovenia it's the same, but now in Argentina and in other countries there has been a proliferation of little independent publishers. I think it's because the process is easier now with the computers to publishing houses that are unipersonal, one boy or girl that want to make books, make his own little independent publishing house, and everyone that begins this work, the first came to me and I give a book to everyone because I like it. I like the adventure of these young people making books. I love books. For me it's a way of living, a way of... Even when I am reading a story, I am thinking in the object, the book. And my education, my formation was between poets. All my friends in youth were poets. I am married with a poet. And so I love the little books of the poets.
The short ones?
Short, little elegant books of, in contrast, the novelist, the novel book, the big, long book, seemed to me not polite.
Have you ever considered writing a long novel?
No.
Never?
No. Because when I was a child, I have a friend in my little town, Arturito, my great friend of all the life, and he was a poet, he was a born poet. When I saw the difference, I was not a born poet. I have not the sensuality of the wordplay that have to have a poet. And he was a poet, and he is a poet, he's the living poet of Argentina now. And I have to invent my own way that was for the side of the story, but not renouncing to be a poet. So I make some kind of poetry with stories.
Most of the critics of literature who have written something about your books or your work consider you kind of an avant-garde writer.
Yes.
And you also are famous for this constant fly forward, as they call it in English, fuga adelante.
Si.
What's the theory behind that? Why are you so eager to go forward all the time and not stop?
Well, there is not a theory. It's a natural thing in me. I am not an adventurous man. I am a more homelier. I am a husband and a father, and I live in my house, and I do not like traveling. So this part of the adventure I left for the literature. And there, I think, an artist looks principally for freedom, to free itself from the we in the real life, we have not a great freedom. We have many constraints, no?
But you have it in the literary world.
But in the literature, why to have constraints? Literature, art is the field of freedom.
Do you really never edit your work, like going back and revise the things you have written? Because I've read somewhere that you don't do that.
No, because you write as you can write. You write a thing, then you read it, and you say, oh, if Borges would have written this, he would have made much better. But you are not Borges.
The book that was published now in Slovenia is actually the first book of yours that's been published in Slovenia, The Life of a Landscape Painter. In my opinion, it's quite atypical of your work, and it's a bit more conventional than the others. In what way is this book representative of your work?
Well, it's short, that is representative. It's a story. It has some theory. I have an inclination for thinking, for theory, for philosophy, maybe, and I try to not to put too much of this in my books. I try to make a story, to make the story advance. And this book, I wrote it because I read in a biography of Rugendas this episode, and I saw that the episode was, I recognized it as a novel of mine. So it was already written. It's almost a ready-made. I only have to
put it down.
To put it down. But when you said landscape painter, that's a mistake of the English translation. Because it's a traveling painter.
You're also a translator yourself. Have you ever tried to revise your translations? Never.
Never. Not only revise translation, but nothing. When I end reading a book,
it's over.
It's over, yes. I give to the publisher and let it do what he wants, you know, with the couverture on the typography and everything. I never intervene.
One of the themes in this book is also art. It's one of the main themes in the book. And I like a certain sentence in the book. It says that art is more useful than speech. And considering the fact that you're a writer, do you think the same, that
yes,
art is more useful than speech?
I think I do not like speech. I do not like speaking, as you can see. And maybe that's why I'm a writer. Speech is a thing of politicians, of charlatans, of quacks. I do not like it. Art is invention, is creation, and speech is always the same.
Well, tonight we'll also have an opportunity to see a movie that was, in a way, based on your novel, yeah, La Prueba. How do you see those adaptations, the movie adaptations of your work?
Well,
because some writers actually hate it.
As I said before, when I end the book, it's not mine, the book. When they want to make a movie, I said, yes, give me the money and do what you want. And tonight I'm going to see this movie that I have not seen.
For the first time?
Yes. I'm not interested in this. I think I do not like literary adaptations to cinema. I never go to see a movie that is based on a novel. with some exceptions. But I do not like, I think a cinematographer must, a director must make his own product, his own thing, and not to do cannibalize literature.
When you write, you said that you just write and then it's over. Do you think a lot about the reader that's going to read your books, or do you focus more on,
yes,
on the creation itself?
Yes, it's inevitable to think in the reader, because a writer is a reader too. I write because I am a reader, because I was a reader from my childhood. Yes, reading is almost the same as reading. It's all the same process. Yes, I think maybe sometimes I think in the reader against the reader. I think what expect the reader, and I do the contrary.
The thing that they don't expect. Yes. You said you're a reader yourself. What did you read when you were young, for example?
Well, I began with, like every child, with adventures, pirates, Verne, Salgari, that kind of thing. But very early, something like 12, 13, 14 years, I discovered literature properly. And it was reading Borges. That was my discovery of the next level of reading, the mechanism of literature properly. As I said before, I began to write poetry. I discovered surrealism, Dadaism, that I am still a Dadaist. Yes, that was my formation in the 70s, in the 60s. Even in the 60s in Argentina, surrealism was very strong, and that was my first readings, my first literary reading. Well, Borges is all the contrary to surrealism, but yes, I make that. Sometimes I said with too little modesty that I think of myself as a mixture of Borges and Laudremont. Yes. It's, it's very ambitious, no? But I think of myself as something like this.
Something in between.
A mixture.